Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell Salt where to go. He's new to Connecticut, so tell him where to go.
Oh, yes, it's time for Tell Salt where to go, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're here with your family.
Yeah, so this has added a new twist and a new wrinkle to the Tell Salt where to go.
As you discover Connecticut, it all started with a listener suggestion.
Tell Salt where to go. Good morning.
Hi. I kind of agree with Mark the Shark where he should go up to the top of Meriden Mountain, but he should hike up there, not just get a ride up there.
Well, I didn't listen to her.
But what?
I got a ride up there.
Wait a minute. So you can drive up Meriden Mountain.
Yeah, so you can drive up to the West Peak, and you go through Hubbard Park. And you go through Hubbard.
Oh, Hubbard Park is beautiful at Christmas time, too. You should go there
and go
over the holidays.
Except for the birds. I don't like birds, and there was a ton of birds when we got to the park yesterday. My wife's like, oh, look at all the birds. I'm like, oh, my God. I just wanted to hit the accelerator.
You have to go back at Christmas time because Hubbard Park is gorgeous. They do the light display.
Oh, no, it looked amazing. So then when we're driving, well, we originally got there, one of the gates was closed. So I'm literally on the other side of the gate with my truck. Like, where do I go? I don't know how we get there. Are we going to have to throw the kids over the fence and then, like, go through? So we eventually found a way to get there. And then when I drove around, I realized, wow, I could just drive all the way up to the top. And I thought there was going to be, like, some scenic, you know, outlooks where I could, like, park the truck and then we could hike up a little bit. Nope. This took you right up all the way to the top with Castle Crag, just the turret that's on the top of the mountain.
Castle Crag isn't a reference to our previous morning show?
No. Unless I didn't see Gary living in there.
Because he could have moved
Maybe
there after
he was there.
Dying.
I don't even know.
Is that where Gary lives now?
Was that his secret stronghold? I don't know.
He's like an evil genius living at the top of
the
mountain.
He can see the entire area. On a clear day, you can see Long Island, they say, from there. It's the highest point.
For real? Are you joking?
No.
With me?
This the highest point between Maine and Florida that's within 25 miles of the Atlantic coast.
Now you're doing like the baseball stats where you qualify it with a between 30 miles in.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so you got to the top.
Yeah, so I went with my wife and our two children. And so we decided, you know, I strapped my daughter who's 14 months old and about 26 pounds. I just want to throw that out there because she's very heavy. I put her in the backpack, strapped her on.
Yes.
Walked through the parking lot. We went over there. My wife, she put our son on her, in the baby Bjorn.
On the front,
on her chest, and she's feeding him. And so we look like the quintessential couple.
All American.
Just having a good time until the bees started coming around. There was bees everywhere. And my wife's like, they're gonna get CP. We gotta watch
out. She's not allergic, is she?
We don't know. She's never been stung by a bee. She's 14 months old.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine it's good for children.
No.
So we finally get to the top, and that's when I started recording some stuff. Here we go.
Got a bunch of bees up here. Lachlan, what do you think about things, buddy?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's just drinking.
CP. Do you want to go up to the top? You want
to
go up there?
Cranky.
You got anything to say back there? Okay. I did not know that about this place. Any other fun facts?
Wow.
1900, you say? That's when it was built? Wow. That's old.
Is that as old as you are?
No?
Okay.
Dad with the dad jokes. Okay, you ready to go? Go find Mom and your brother. They're probably way ahead of us.
So I had a 14-month-old Sherpa.
Wow.
Getting to the top. Yeah, she knows everything about
it. She is more vocal than most of us here at this radio station.
If you saw any of the videos that I put on Christina Salt's story on Instagram, you can tell that she was having moments that she didn't enjoy But most overall, I think she enjoyed being in the backpack.
Would you recommend Meriden Mountain to anyone else?
Yes. People who have automobiles that can drive to the top of mountains. It's a great little ride.
What a successful Tell Salt Where to Go.
I think it was a success, except for the hernia that I have this morning after lugging her around.
Well, I have a good doctor or a bottle of wine. Either one would help you.
I think my wife would like the wine.
Okay.
Tell Salt Where to Go. Is new to Connecticut, so tell him where to go.
Meriden Mountain Edition.
96.5 TIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.